Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
633 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Just a quick update. Pizza 73 out of town. You know, there are certain players, and they tend to be NCAA-trained defensemen that play real hard and got them welded on. And Ryan Suter's a guy that hits guys at times low. And another guy is Jake McCabe in Toronto, and he just angled off Sidney Crosby and ran him right into the net. And Crosby has temporarily left the game for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Look like it could have been a high ankle situation. We're going to talk to an NCAA player here who's had two fights in his NHL career against the same guy. And he took off a pretty good guy, but he's going to be a pretty good player for the Edmonton Oilers organization. Epstein's mother texts us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. He says, Bob, how come you never have any of the Bakersfield Condors players on your show? You do a weekly hit with Colin Chalk and a monthly hit with Keith Gretzky. Well, we're going to go down that path right now. We're going to go to the farm report for our friends at Wave Bathroom Renovations.
The Farm Report is brought to you by Wave Bathroom Renovations. Professional bathroom renovations built right. Hire Wave Bathroom Renovations and know your bathroom will turn out great.
He had a hat trick for the Edmonton Oilers on Saturday night. Dylan Holloway joins us right now. Hello, Dylan. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. Doing good. How are you?
Good. Did you like my diatribe? I like guys that are, if you're going to play that way, if you're going to play hard and angle forwards off into the net, you can't have the gloves welded on. You're going to have to drop them. And you've had a battle going with a guy that's an underrated player, Seattle Kraken defenseman. And when he was out of their lineup, boy, did they ever miss him. But that's part of what you got to do, right? You got to be willing to chuck down once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. It's part of the game. I feel like it's a good skill to have. And I don't know. I feel like it's not about winning. I'm just about getting into them. So
yeah. Well, you did an okay job. All right. So let's get to it. We haven't had a chance to catch up with you in the last month. How's it gone down in Bakersfield since you're coming off a pretty good stretch here over the last couple games? But how are you feeling right now?
Yeah, I mean, feeling pretty good. Obviously, it's a big last game for the team and individually. I think as a team, we've been doing good, taking some big strides going forward. We had a busy month there in March, a lot of travel, a lot of games. So it's good to be at home. We got a little home stretch here, and then one more game on the road, and then we're home the rest of the year.
They moved you on a line. You played a lot of center, but you played left wing this weekend. How did that go?
Yeah, it went good. They told me they're going to move me to wing. I enjoyed center, you get more puck touches and you kind of get to buzz around a bit, but wing, you're kind of a little bit less responsive in the D zone, so it's a little more chill, but I think it went pretty good.
We're joined by Dylan Holloway. He's got 10 goals, 16 points, plus 7 in 18 games. Things got a little feisty with Calgary, and they've had a tough team for several years. It's part of the modus operandi for their GM, Brad Pascal. I know that Alex Peters stepped up and fought for the team and did a good job against Mitch McLean. I didn't see what happened. What precipitated Alex Gallant going old school and giving us a scene that, you know, we saw a little bit more in the 1980s? Because was it Cambites? Is that who he ended up jumping there?
Yeah, he ended up jumping Dino. Honestly, I have no idea what started that. I mean, we're beating him. I think it was 5-1 or 5-0 at the time. So I understand that they were a little upset, but you know, that guy had really nothing to do. Like no impact on the game whatsoever, and then decided to jump Dino at the end of the game. So I don't know what his goal was.
Yeah,
he looked pretty stupid to me. I wasn't a fan of it at all.
Yeah,
Yes. But I mean, I guess that's just what comes with the territory. So
yeah, we'll see what Scott Housen, who is the president of the American Hockey League, does about that from a disciplinary perspective. We're joined by Dylan Holloway. So you played a lot at center, got a lot of puck touches, played the last couple games on a line with Lane Peterson and Seth Griffith. Just a thought. I mean, those are two pretty highly skilled players at the American League level, aren't they?
Yeah, super skilled. Super fun playing with those guys. Obviously, like you said, both super skilled. Griff's like a little water bug out there. Always moving his feet, always got the puck and look at your plays. And Petey is super skilled in the middle. So I think we complement each other really well. It's fun to play with them. And yeah, like you said, two really good players.
You've spent most of the last 2 years here in Edmonton. Was it a little bit frustrating when you, like, you can be just brutally honest here as we're joined by Dylan Holloway, a little bit frustrating that you got sent down, or did you see it as an opportunity to get some more ice time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's upsetting. Like, your goal is playing the NHL and playing the NHL as long as you can. And anytime you have a little setback, it's obviously disappointing. But you can either go down and feel sorry for yourself, or go down and understand you got things to work on and try and take advantage of the opportunity. So that's kind of the mindset that I've been in.
What's been the greatest place of emphasis for you in terms of stuff you have to work on?
I think a big area is puck protection. That's one thing they've been on me about, just in the corner and stuff, not necessarily light, but giving up the puck and putting the puck in bad areas. So puck protection is a big one. I think at center, a big one was defensive responsibility, you know, just being a reliable player up the middle. So those are all things I thought I needed to work on.
Dylan, if you look at the Oilers carrying forward here, like, you and Philip Roberg are a big part of the organization. Who knows? We might even see it before the end of the regular season. But in terms of, and we think it's inevitable at some point, there'll be some additional minutes there. By the way, Sidney Crosby has been running to, he's back in the game. McCabe hit him in the goalpost. Then he got high stick by Bobby McCann. And then Crosby and Austin Matthews he's had an unbelievable last two shifts. You've never seen anything like it. It's great. It's the best player, one of the best players in the league. But just, do you feel a sense of responsibility as a first-round pick? Like, you and Philip, and I'm sure you guys are good, like, you're good enough to play in the NHL on most teams right now, but they want you playing a bunch in every situation. Are you cheering for Broberg a bit as well? Because I'm told his game has really progressed down in the AHL.
Yeah, 100%. Broby's been great. Been watching him for the last month or so. He's been really finding his stride down here. I think he's been pretty dominant in the back end, breaking pucks out, using his feet. So, yeah, to answer your question about being a first-round pick, I think you definitely want to pan out. You want to be as helpful as you can to the team, help them win. Yeah, you know, it's definitely a goal to be a top player on the team. So, I know, obviously we got some pretty good forwards and some good defense with the hard roster to crack, but definitely want to be a big piece moving forward.
All right. And is there somebody in your life that helps keep things positive for you away from hockey, just to keep it in perspective?
Yeah, I think, I'd say it's my mom and dad. They've always been there for me. I've always been supporting to watch every single game. So whether I'm down in the dumps or feeling pretty high, they kind of they put it in perspective for me. They're always available to talk, always available to rant or give me support when I need it. So, I really appreciate that and what they've done for me.
All right, Dylan, look, we appreciate you doing this. Hopefully we see you here soon. You take care, okay?
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
You bet. That is Dylan Holloway of the Edmonton Oilers. It's 6:41 in Edmonton, and that was the farm report for Wave Bathroom Renovations. Royal Pizza, Pizza Pasta, and so much more. Edmonton-owned and operated for over 50-plus years. You can check out their menu at royalpizza.ca with a staff of recommendations of Mediterranean chicken. Brendan Escott likes the Texan. Reed Wilkins likes the Meat Lovers. And Reed Wilkins is coming up in 3 minutes' time. He'll join us along with the Dave Campbell, as Reed will do a crossover. We'll get to this day in Oilers history for New West Travel as well. You're listening to Oilers Now. It's 6:42 in Edmonton.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
645. We're going to bring in Reed Wilkins in momentarily from Inside Sports, but not before we have Dave Campbell take care of this day in Oilers history for New West Travel. Explore Southeast Asia on a chartered river cruise next March. Reach out to newwesttravel.com. Depending upon who Edmonton plays and ticket availability, we might be doing a New West Travel playoff roadie. We sold out a trip to Nashville, Montreal, and Dallas this year. Well, again, it depends on who Edmonton has to play and ticket availability. Of course, they've got the Southeast Asia River Cruise next March. Here's Dave Campbell.
Well, fresh off of the Oilers' win over the Flames on Saturday, we go back to 2000. And I'll tell you, the Oilers get a four-point night from Alex Selivanov, who tallied a hat-trick and a helper to propel the Oilers past the Flames 6-3 at the Canadian Airlines Saddle Dome at the time, chasing Fred Brathwaite after two periods, and Grant Fuhr played the third period.
I know Jeff Walker, he can jump in here too. Would you just say every time you looked up, Crosby was on the ice?
Yeah, he was on the ice. He was holding a different body part every time.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
First, McCabe, who's sneaky dirty, right? He's a sneaky dirty guy. He took him hard into the goalpost, right? Lower body thing. So Crosby was flexing that. Then Crosby comes out and back on the ice. He goes to play the puck, and McCann whacks him in the face with a stick. Misses the puck. And then he goes to do a compete battle in the corner with Matthews, and he runs into Matthews' shoulder and gets knocked on his butt. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a guy absorb that much punishment in a two-shift span. It was unreal. Like, it was crazy stuff. All right, let's bring aboard Reed Wilkins for Inside Sports. Hold on. He's a really good player.
Should he be a Hart Trophy finalist?
Yes.
Crosby?
Yes.
Why not?
I mean,
now they have to make the playoffs. And as we know, players don't usually get votes or not high votes.
How bad would it be? Nyes has got a second here. It's 2-1.
I would not vote for Nyes. I wouldn't put him in my top five.
I would say, what's that?
That was the intermission, Bob.
That's the 1-1 goal.
1-1, yeah.
Nice catch, Jeff. You can interrupt any time to correct me if I'm wrong, just so you know.
I'll be interrupting all the time then,
yes,
Bob.
Yes, you've obviously listened to the show over the years. Yes, congratulations. Show you a little bit. Anyways, take from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Yes, good catch by you. I thought for a second, wait a second here. That looked an awful lot like the first goal. So back to... You know, Pittsburgh was the one voter last year who did not vote for Connor McDavid.
Oh, that's right.
And ironically enough, all McDavid did last year was have 8 points in two games against Pittsburgh, which, Reed, I got to ask you, what was that voter watching in those two games when Pittsburgh and the Oilers met?
I don't know. Well, clearly he's not voting off two games regardless of the outcome.
Shouldn't you kind of trust your own eyes?
It's just like three guys, and I did one of my sarcastic love letters in 2020 that there were three or five people who didn't even place Leon in their top five when he won. No, I didn't say, hey, if you didn't vote, that was kind of a closer race that year. But sometimes I think people overthink it or they fall in love with criteria that they shouldn't.
Perhaps. You have writers that have strong opinions of their own. Excuse me. And I know that the Colorado writer, the one year, didn't vote for McDavid in the top five. And the Oilers played Colorado three times that year and Connor was first star in all three games. I'm like,
but is that when they were lousy?
Colorado wasn't very good.
No, 17 Colorado was.
The Oilers.
Oh, no, they were bad. They were bad. That was the bad year.
Well, no, it was actually.
By the way, Pickard was their goalie.
Yeah. What a story he's become.
Oh, like he's one of. I mean, obviously Hyman.
Yeah.
But would you, I guess if you're just looking for feel good, warm, fuzzy story for fans, would you not put Pickard after Hyman?
Well, okay.
He's 12-6, supposed to be the third string. Or maybe even people were hoping he'd be fourth string by this time in the season.
Instead, he's going to get a one-way contract next year.
Yeah, I mean, good for him.
There's another. Okay, well, let's get the elephant out of the room very quickly. Kane Perry, much ado about nothing?
No, I think it's something to talk about. I think it's newsworthy, but I don't think it should be in the cycle for the next week. But I think they should have been asked about it today. They were by me and others. They responded. I mean, I do think I said this to Bryn because Evander had that comment saying, "Well, you know, people don't like conflict these days, and we're getting a little soft." I don't agree with that as that criticism for this. If teammates are yelling at each other that strongly, that's a story. And I said to Bryn, if in 1980, if Warren Moon would have been caught on camera yelling at Brian Kelly like that, that's a story. It's not because people are soft or don't like conflict. It's because teammates often don't show that publicly or caught doing that publicly.
I just want to say right now, since we have Dave Campbell here, what possible reason would Warren Moon have to yell at Brian Kelly?
That he only caught four touchdowns, not five.
Right. Like, he... No, no, no.
He never
dropped
a pass
in his entire CFL career.
Okay, Fogelman right, yelling at Anderson. Whatever.
I mean, he wasn't the fastest, most explosive guy, but he sure in hell caught everything that was thrown his way.
But you know what I'm saying. If stuff like that, it is somewhat unusual for it to be that theatrical.
Well, they have... Perry is a funny guy. Did you see him after the game?
So bad thing to the Flames?
Yeah. You guys are so bad. He's a funny dude. The funny thing is he's really quiet. And then
extremely. Yeah, extremely.
Like he's a quiet dude. I was surprised. I thought he would be a little bit more...
Well, he's not overly outgoing.
And for
the
record,
media.
All day they have to bring him back. He's... Like, he'll score you 12 to 18 goals, give you some gamesmanship. He'll fight at 38 when the team's flat, including fighting giants like Logan Stanley that are six. I love the guy myself. All right. So you have that happen. By the way, are Ekholm and Bouchard the best pairing in the National Hockey League right now? I'm serious. Look at the numbers since the All-Star break.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's other good pairings, so I don't want to be too...
Is there another pairing that has the highest scoring defenseman in the league since the All-Star break, and he's like plus 20 since that time, and the highest scoring...
They're pretty good.
And the highest scoring...
Ekholm's been unreal.
He's been unreal.
Like, that's the best trade.
Bouchard's the highest scoring defenseman in the league since the All-Star break, and Ekholm's the highest scoring even strength defenseman. Defenseman in the league since the All-Star break.
Which is pretty amazing because he didn't expect that much offense from Ekholm.
No, he did not. So, yeah. There you go.
And look, if... I know Nurse and CeCe have... I think maybe more Nurse than CeCe, quite frankly, have had their struggles since the All-Star break. But if all four of them are on their game in the postseason... And quite frankly, Bob, during the 16-game winning streak, Nurse is... Ekholm's out there 22 minutes... Nurse is out there 22 minutes. Like, they're both pretty good, right?
Yeah. All right, let's do this. What do you got coming tonight on Inside Sports?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I have Kelly Rudy on the show.
Yep.
He probably wasn't afraid to say stuff to teammates. I might ask him about that. Kalen Lind from the Red Deer Rebels is on the show. He had two dramatic goals in the Rebels' win over Medicine Hat.
That was a big upset. A big upset. Marginal upset.
Four. But it was quicker. He got an overtime goal and one with 2 seconds left.
There you go.
And Michelle Plouffe to talk some NCAA. The Caitlin Clark, great ratings. The basketball tonight, what she's doing, 3x3, all that kind of stuff.
Who's it's UConn and who tonight?
Purdue.
And UConn.
Purdue has the Canadian guy.
And UConn beat Alabama. Yes.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I was thinking back to that Clemson game we were talking about. Yeah. But yes, more recently than that.
Yeah.
And UConn won last year.
Yes. So they're going for back-to-back.
Which is pretty rare.
And John Calipari left Kentucky. He's going to Arkansas.
Yes.
Which shows you how much money. Oh, I guess technically Kentucky's in the, they'd be in the SEC in basketball as well. Kentucky was, like, Bear Bryant was at Kentucky. Before he was at Alabama, like Kentucky.
For football, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Awesome stuff, Reed. We'll talk tomorrow. I'm sure we'll have something to talk about tomorrow.
Where's our other buddy, Pitino?
Do you know who hired Pitino at...
Is he Texas Tech?
Do you know who hired Pitino at Providence?
Oh, back
in the 70s.
Back the original job he got.
Lou Lamoriello was the athletic director. There you go. Reed, great stuff. He's got Inside Sports coming up. We will tell you that tomorrow, Brian Lawton for Wow Factor Desserts, Rob Brown from the Oilers Radio Network for GCL Diesel, another Wave Bathroom Farm Report with Colin Chalk. Up next, the Global News Weather Traffic Update with Zach Ferguson, followed by, again, Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Special thanks to Dave Campbell for producing in our TP today, our technical producer, Jeff Walker. Back at you tomorrow, everybody. So long from Oilers Now.